This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Happy Monday. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited today because I get to talk about an amazing brand, an iconic brand, a brand that can really elevate your practice and keep your patients held to your practice and increase that loyalty. And today I get to talk about this with one of my most precious and just amazing friends and family. Welcome the one and only Sherri Ann James. Sherri Ann, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And I was actually talking over you like the unprofessional person who's never done a podcast, because I just love that intro. It always gets me like so hyped up. You guys did a really good job with the music. So it really sort of put me in the space.
I appreciate it. You know, over here at Defocus Media, we like to create a vibe. You know, we like to create experience just like we do with our patients. You know, we live in a world of experiences. So that's our theme. That's what we do. And that's what we want to continue to do. And today I really want to, you know, dive deep into this iconic brand, Ray-Ban. But before we get started, please share with the listeners, the followers, all the people in the world in eye care about who you are, what you do, and all the amazing work that you've done throughout your career, if you don't mind sharing.
Sure. Well, I'll keep it tight on that front because I really want to spend my time on Ray-Ban. But I am the chief marketing officer of EssilorLuxottica Wholesale. So that means that I have under my responsibility such a great family of brands, including Ray-Ban and our luxury brands, as well as our lens brands like Verilux and Transitions. And I basically get to partner with great doctors like yourself to help make practitioners thrive. So that's what I do.
Awesome. Well, I know that was just a little short, brief intro. But you do a lot of amazing things. And on behalf of Defocus Media and eye care industry, I want to thank you, because it's folks like you that really put eye care out in the real world, right? You really put the brand out there. You let people know the importance of eye care and you connect with the consumers. And that's who we need in our chairs to be able to continue to be able to practice, right? But today I really want to talk about Ray-Ban. You know, Ray-Ban is always been one of those brands that's been around. It's a household name. We wear Ray-Ban in my household. My wife loves hers. My son, you know, he's coming up like his daddy, trying to have some swag when it comes to eye care. So today I really want to talk about, you know, what's going on for Ray-Ban this summer. You know, what's cooking up with the brand? What's hot? What's the brand working on right now, Sherri Ann?
Well, it's so funny that you said your son wears his Ray-Ban because he wants to have his swag. That's a really kind of gets a little bit to the essence of what the brand is all about. It's a culture. It's an attitude. It's a feeling. And it's hard to believe, but it started all the way back in 1937 when there was the Ray-Ban Aviator. Then we've gone on over and over to just have many breakthrough designs, whether it's the Clubmaster in the 80s, or of course this year, the big Ray-Ban stories. The brand just keeps innovating. But what I'm really enjoying about getting to steward this brand, it's how it's always at the center of culture. I mean, a personal story. I was in the movies for Father's Day. It was Top Gun Maverick. And I'm enjoying the movie, but I'm having sort of that work home moment where I'm just seeing the brand all over the screen, the iconic aviators, you know, seeing every cast member rocking them in the clear frames, in the, of course, what we're most known for, the sun wear. It was all over Coachella. It's in Formula One. And then there's this really cool place in Brooklyn called Elsewhere that does a lot of up and coming performers. Ray-Ban was right there. My sister just came to visit from England, and I won lots of sort of hype points of credibility of what I do when I was telling her, hey, you want to look at this new Burner Boy video? Because that was Ray-Ban being featured right there. And then I get a text from a friend, I want to say like 2 days later, the New York Times article talking about Ray-Ban and how it's like eternally at the center, ageless style. So it's that's what makes the brand so special. It's why everyone is aware of it, but it's always at the center of culture. And to keep that going, we have a sexy new campaign that I'm going to get to show your viewers. So why don't you play it and then I'll say something on the other side.
Absolutely.
Talk about swag, right?
That's major swag. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, Ray-Ban being the center of the culture, right? It's like, to me, when I look at Ray-Ban, I look at it kind of being the pulse of everything, right? I mean, everywhere you go, this brand is recognized. And you mentioned Burna Boy. I mean, just being able to connect the dots in Africa and just all across the world. Burna Boy is a huge star. You know, my wife is from Nigeria. So
yes, I've
been Burna Boy for I don't know how long. You know, like his music is just incredible. And when you add two iconic brands together, it's a match made in heaven. So, you know, fantastic job. You always partner with the right people. And that ad that we just saw, that video that we just saw, I wanted to get up and start dancing, but I didn't want to embarrass myself because Sherri-Ann, I cannot dance a lick. But amazing video for sure. A lot of swag in that video as well.
And what you see with this new campaign is we're really bringing the heartbeat of the brand to life. The brand's soul is about first and foremost being courageous, and you really see it. Embrace your inner self without fear, being authentic, remaining genuine to yourself, and of course, timeless. I talked about it being, you know, started in 1937, yet you look at that ad and it's extremely now, on the moment, and that's what makes Ray-Ban so special, and that's what the brand values bring, and that's what we really want to show, that attitude, and just in time to really push through the back to school season and to really help all our optometry partners get that last bit as people go to college, go back to school. They need to get their eyes tested, they need to get great frames, and that ad is really designed to push that through.
I love it. You know, this is one of those things that before I even got into optometry, before I got into the love of eyewear, before I got into the love of helping people on a regular basis with the most precious sense known to mankind, sight, I knew about Ray-Ban. It's been around so long, and it's just, you know, it's almost like transitions, right? That has been around forever. Ray-Ban has been around forever. You know, Estée Lauder, you have really made iconic brands that folks know inside their homes, which really, for me as an eye care professional, makes my life a lot easier, because a patient is going to come to me with intention to purchase Ray-Ban, to intention to purchase Transitions, intention to purchase, you know, the whole portfolio of amazing lens technology that you have as well. So for me, this is truly what it's all about, Sherri-Ann.
Yeah, no, and thanks for the shout out to Transitions. And what I love about the Ray-Ban frames is, you know, like I have on one of the Icons Reinvented right now, and I always rock the Transitions, and these look really good, like whether I'm indoors or outdoors, they look really good with Transitions. So they're really a great pairing up of the Ray-Ban frame styles with the Transitions lens technology.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I would love to get a little bit more into, you know, just why this brand is so recognizable. You know, I want to talk about, you know, what you're doing in regards to, you know, the frame brand just in general, and just, you know, why it resonates so much. So I'd love to maybe just highlight a couple things and learn more about what you're doing in offices and things like that as well with this iconic brand. Because when patients walk in the office and they see that, it really connects and it makes that emotional connection. And when I prescribe that ultimate prescription, it takes it to the next level. So can we have some time to maybe just talk about the mark that it's been making for all this time?
Sure. So one of the things that you saw in that ad is we're launching for the first time, beyond having the Ray-Ban logo, but the symbol, the RB. And it's critical that when we launch something iconic like that, that we bring it to what I sometimes call the last mile. And it's because what happens with consumers, when you have a brand that has 94% awareness like Ray-Ban, and then they see that displayed prominently on your window, not only does it look sexy and cool, it makes them think, oh, I'm going to buy a frame here. And one of the biggest opportunities for practitioners is what I call capturate. Sometimes we call it conversion, but it's getting people to not just get that great comprehensive eye exam, but you don't want them to leave. You don't want them to say like, I'm going to go somewhere else. And when they see something like that and they commit to it, and then they see the tools really displayed right there. We've all gone to like the store and seen stuff in an end cap, and then we weren't even going to buy something, and then we buy it. That's why Ray-Ban provides that really cool tower that's showing all the brand iconicity. That's why we provide these really cool posters so that you can have them in the window, because it really helps you to show up and have the brand in a big way and just bring that swagger to your practice. I mean, that stuff's super sexy, and it's just saying right there, these are the icons, you're an icon, you want to wear this, and it really helps to bring it. And it's also like, you know, show them that last poster. Of course you want to do like your entire frame wall, but if you go to the last poster that we sent you, you also see when you have that kind of swagger in the practice, it really brings it home and really gets your patients super excited. I mean, look at that. Yeah. I mean, how are you not gonna really show up and say, I'm a practice that really can convert like a single vision patient? Because that's where you have that conversion problem the most. Is the single vision ones are the ones that sometimes feel like, oh, I can go get a frame anywhere. And they see that stuff and they feel like, this is my spot, this is my practice. And it keeps the patients in the optical buying with our best partners. And that's what we do. And that's why we do it, to make sure that it's not just about promoting the brand, but it's about making sure that sale gets captured with our best partners.
Absolutely. And one thing that I love about this photo here is just that inclusive vibe that it gets. You know, you have really taken it to the next level when you think about your marketing. You're not just thinking about one demographic. You're thinking about everyone, and you're adding value to every person that walks into that office. It's no doubt about it. When someone sees themselves in some type of marketing material, they are more prone to make a purchase. They're going to want to get that. They're going to want to hang around that store a little bit more because they feel welcome. And when I see this photo here, I am a seasoned millennial, but I do come from that hip hop era, you know, and I love to see things like this. It's not your traditional style. It's what's in right now. And this is what patients want to see. I don't care what age they are. Everybody that walks into the office wants something that's cool, something that is hip, something that's going to make them feel special. And when people see folks that look unique, special, different, it creates almost kind of like a contagious vibe, a contagious flow, a contagious feeling. Everybody wants to be a part of it. And that's what this photo tells me.
And yeah, and you really hit the nail on the head with the inclusion. It's coming also from the fact that this is what the culture is, right? You know, I have a kid, she's 16. When I look at her friend group, they're like the UN, but the music they're listening to, the culture they're listening to, it is very inclusive, and it's different from other generations. And so when you're speaking to that consumer, who I can't emphasize enough is the most important consumer to lock down in optometric practices, because they're the ones who tend to figure out they could just shop anywhere. They're more inclined to leak and go online. You want to show them that, no, this is where you belong. This practice is here for you. This practice is about the culture. It doesn't mean that you can't have other brands as well for your other clientele, but you really want to represent with this brand. And it's the most broad reaching brand in that sense, but you really want to keep that younger patient, that younger demographic in your doors.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that I wanted to circle back on, Sherry Ann, is just these frame boards. You know, when you see these frame boards, they just scream to me that, come buy me, come purchase me, come learn about my story, right? I think a lot of times us as eye care professionals, we get so stuck in just old things. We keep doing the same thing that we've been doing for decades, for years, and that doesn't really resonate with our patients. We want to make sure that when they walk in our office, we're creating a story, and your frame boards tell a story, and they have to make sure that your frame boards are screaming to your patients, You're coming in here for a reason. Number one, you get to touch and feel this frame. You get to try on this frame. You get to learn more about the different iconic frames and designs here. And you get to work with the expert. You get to work with the optician. You get to work with that eyewear consultant. And most importantly, you get to see that optometrist that's going to prescribe that solution for you that's going to take your life to the next level. So it's very important.
No, I was just going to say, what's really cool is like your frame rep, your Ray-Ban frame rep will work with you to make sure that you have the right kind of tools in your practices. So definitely now that they're coming in with the new collections, which I'll show you in a second, but that's the time to really make sure that you are asking for the tools to as you said, make your frame board work for you. I really like that, Daryl. Make your frame board work for you.
No worry. You can send me that consultant check down the road. I'll let you take that one. You know what? I will give you all my ideas because you have made my life so much easier when patients come in and they're looking for a brand. So I really appreciate everything that you and the whole team do. But what I want to get into next is just really learning about, you know, some of these fresh opportunities and what we can really expect when it comes to the Ray-Ban brand, because you have a lot of iconic designs and the whole world knows about them. So if you don't mind maybe sharing some of those concepts with us.
Sure. So I mentioned at the top of the interview how in 1937 we launched Aviator, and then somewhere in my going on, I mentioned about the Top Gun movie and what a huge hit it was, and it's coming into streaming. I think it's coming in this month. And so really to ensure again that our practice partners can benefit from that, we're launching the Aviator capsule collection. And I think we gave you some content for that too. Yes, thank you for showing that. And that's really to ensure that they can benefit from that, again, that moment on when Ray-Ban is at the center of the culture, and have patients who say, hey, I saw Shooter in this one, and I want to know, like, which one can I wear? And they make the connection between what they saw, and we're providing exactly assets from the movie to help make that connection for them to sometimes even drive that second pair purchase, right? Because they see that maybe they were coming in, they're getting their eye exam. You really tell them, hey, you always want to protect your eyes, have that second pair. And hey, you too can fly high like Ray-Ban and look really cool while doing it. So.
Yeah, you know, I haven't caught this movie yet, the new Top Gun, but I'm glad that it's coming to streaming soon. When I was a kid, I used to watch this movie all the time with my father. And the one thing that I do remember is definitely the jets, but most importantly, the eyewear. And little did I know that I would be sitting here having a conversation with an iconic brand like Estée Lauder, talking about an iconic brand, Ray-Ban. So it's just so crazy how the world works. But fantastic frame. This is something that should be in everyone's arsenal of eyewear. Especially as optometrists and eye care professionals, because it's just an iconic look and you gotta have it. You gotta have it.
And then how we ensure the brand stays fresh is we have a plethora, a huge team in Milan that's constantly studying what the new trends are, figuring out what's kind of going to be relevant. And some of the new trends that you'll see showing up in the new designs that our sales reps have now, they have in their bags and they're coming out and visiting, is we have three big trends. The first is these thicker, bolder shapes. Now, I know that's always been your jam, so you're going to love some of these. And it's really bringing in these bold, thicker statement pieces that are making that fashion statement and making sure that if you have that authentic swag, that you can kind of rock that. But then there's also the transparent colors, the kind of like you can sort of see through them. And then last but not least, the mirror lenses using the Chromance technology. So much of the modern lifestyle, you go in any big city, you're seeing all of these lights, and just people are so much more used to that. And we want to bring that swagger into optical. And so those are three mega trends that you're going to see in our new lineup that's coming to you guys now for you to be able to give to the people in just in time for the holidays. So that's going to be like amazing. And we love everybody to go to Leonardo, the world's largest platform of education for the industry. And it's a great time to go. And I think we gave you like a QR code, which you can please leave up, Daryl, so that people can see it, because they can actually go and see all of these new products, really learn the stories behind them so that they can talk to the patients, you know, have the opticians, when they're talking to their patients, explain how, why these styles are so relevant, how it can help the patient look cool, feel cool, and really storytell, because so much of selling eyewear is, of course, first and foremost, making sure that they have their eye care taken care of. But when you get them to that point of purchase, or when they're at that frame board shopping, if you as a eye care professional can really tell the right stories about why this one is in fashion and what's trendy, you know, that's the thing that makes the sale. And you got to be always selling, and Ray-Ban's the brand for that.
Absolutely. You know, and I just want to drop a tip and a jewel for all my colleagues out there. You know, whenever you do that doctor-patient transfer, it's very important to start the conversation while you're doing the refraction. But when you're walking them to that optical department, you want to start that conversation about eyewear. I always start talking about the frame. I ask them what size frame, what color, what shape, what brand, what style, iconic style are you looking for? And then I start also talking about that lens technology as well, because I want to make sure that my eyewear consultant, my optician, is in good hands. I want to make sure that I'm teeing them up for a successful relational, not transactional experience, right? I want to make sure that I am finding something that's really going to accommodate their lifestyle, but something that's going to accommodate their personal style at the same time. We got to be real. We got to be honest. Some patients come out and they're nervous. You know, you see a frame board of thousands of frames. You don't even know where to start. But when you have this iconic frame, this iconic line, Ray-Ban, it makes it so much easier for the patients to jump to something. And then it opens up the conversation to lens technology. So for me, it just makes it easier to be able to practice, because it makes patients feel comfortable. They see a recognizable brand, and it just makes life so much easier, and it increases your bottom line. And Leonardo's where it's at. You guys got to check it out. I mean, this thing is pretty slick. I mean, it's almost kind of like Netflix of eye care, right?
It really starts to
learn algorithms and learn what you like to look at. And you can learn these different topics maybe at your morning huddles, your afternoon huddles, in between patients. You can pick up a quick course and knock it out. So make sure that you tune in and tap into this, because it can help elevate not only your personal education, but also your team members and everyone that's in the office level. So make sure you check it out. Sherri-Ann, this is amazing stuff. I can't wait to see, you know, what Ray-Ban's going to look like. Hell, 6 months from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. I'm super excited. I mean, even right now, I'm rocking my Ray-Bans. These are the Ray-Ban stories. And I was talking to one of your colleagues earlier, Katie, who's such a sweetheart. And I was telling her, this past weekend was my daughter's birthday, and my wife made this amazing, just beautiful setup, balloons, burner boy playing, good energy, you know, all that jazz. And Sherri-Ann, I was able to capture a precious moment of my daughter just walking up to me, crawling up to me, smiling. And it was just, oh my goodness. I mean, it almost brought a tear to my face. I mean, I showed it to Katie and she just, her mouth dropped. I mean, it's those moments, right? Iconic brand, innovation and technology. These are the things that patients are looking for. These are the things that they want. They want to be able to create an experience for themselves, but also their family, and have memories. And with the designs, the technology that you have over at Estée Lauder Exotica, it's going to change the game and change the industry. So, you know, I'm sold. I love the brand. I love what you guys are doing. Let's continue to take it to the next level. I'm going to hold you accountable to it, and I know you're going to deliver.
Yes. And I'm so glad you shared your Ray-Ban story. It really is about capturing that moment. And, you know, you would have never been able to maybe grab your phone, because you don't know when those things are going to happen. And that's what makes Ray-Ban stories so special. So, you know, thank you for that mention. But I also want to take it as an opportunity to encourage your viewers to say, hey, they're coming there for eyewear. So make sure you're not only carrying the best frame styles for their correction and for their protection, but also the new innovative consumer electronics like this, because that's where you really keep your brand at the center of the culture as a practice. So thanks for mentioning that, Daryl. And I can't wait to see the video too.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to show it to you. You're going to love it. But thank you so much, Sherianne, for hanging out with me today. It's always an honor and a pleasure to hang out with you. I love your eyewear. I love your story. Continue, you know, making an impact. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Have a fantastic day. Stay healthy, positive, and blessed. And until next time, peace. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.